long before their more recent despicable tactics to depersonalize immigrants to this country, some politicians insisted on the term illegal aliens to describe the immigrant poor, a label that suggests creatures from another planet. But suppose we Christians substitute the term illegal alien with missionary or disciple. Immigrants are not invaders, says Pope Francis in his message for the 100th World Day of Migrants and Refugees, but willing laborers who rebuild the walls of the new Jerusalem, that Jerusalem whose gates are open to all peoples. Their inclusion, the Pope says, is the necessary condition for full citizenship in God's kingdom. Indeed, today's gospel makes clear that letting Lazarus in is one way to stay out of hell. It's good to have friends in low places. The Pope points to Isaiah's prophecy, where the arrival of foreigners is presented as a source of enrichment. Quote, the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you, and the wealth of the nations shall come to you. In Isaiah's prophecy, the inhabitants of the New Jerusalem always keep the gates of the city wide open so that foreigners may come in, bringing their gifts. Your gates shall always be open, day and night. They shall not be shut, so that nations shall bring you their wealth. How can we begin to measure the gifts, the wealth brought through Ascension's gates by immigrants for 130 years? Germans, Irish, Mexican, Guatemalan, Nigerian, Ecuadorian. Life in abundance, we call it here, right? While a gate may keep someone out, it's also the way in. It's an opening, not a barrier, an entrance, not an exit. Who is the Lazarus camping outside our